halfway to my goal of 25% of the book. Second draft by the end of today, 25% of the book. First pieces are relatively clean. I've stripped out a few details and beefed up a little bit, but I've been through this port of the book, this portion of the book several times, so I'm pretty happy with the way the book kicks off for these first, oh, I don't know, first third of the book or so. I'm pretty pleased with it. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. If I get, it's 360 pages in manuscript form. So 25% is page 90. I'm around page 45. So yeah, 12%. Halfway to my daily goal. It's 10 in the morning. I overslept this morning. It was almost 7 o'clock before I crawled out of bed. I snagged a protein bar. I picked up a few at the grocery store the other day just to see if having an early morning shot of protein would help anything. I think it tasted like chalk, but my mouth wasn't awake and the hot coffee washed it down nicely, so. We'll see how it works out. Thanks to Philip Oldman for the tips on the games. I played and played and farted around. Tried to play Banished a little bit. It was boring. I went into EVE Online and did a little mission running. Shot a few Goristas and collected some bounties. And I was like, yeah, okay, fine. I didn't want to get too into it because I knew I was only going to have yesterday to spend any amount of time. And the thing about EVE is that it can absorb every spare moment. I'm not going to expand my presence. I'm not going to undertake a big building operation. I even let our Citadel run out of fuel just because it's 23 million isk a day to keep it fueled. And I'm not playing. None of the people who are part of Phoenix Freight seem to be playing. And since I'm not playing, they're not playing, nobody's playing, so I just let the fuel run out. I check in every few days. Let's see what else. So yeah, yesterday was pretty frustrating because I wanted a new game. My daughter recommended Big Pharma, which looked sort of interesting. I ran across a game called Fabrico, which looked more interesting. I started to go back into Minecraft and thought, I looked at some of my old games. Evolution, what is it? Infinity Evolved, I think it is. Is a really cool mod that has all kinds of machines and stuff. Lots of opportunities for automation that make it cool. And the end game is big piles of material. Which is, you know, it's okay. But if you're going to have big piles of material, you have to build stuff. And it's like, okay. I've got a house. I excavated three chunks at the bedrock level to give myself a workshop. Jesus. And really, the truth is, I really only need to play the game. You really only need a few things, and I had them all in the first 2 hours. Well, in Evolved, it's a little more complicated, but, you know, vanilla Minecraft is, I remember when it used to be really, really hard. I can't tell you the number of times I starved to death in that game when I couldn't find enough food in the early game. I couldn't get wheat to grow fast enough. I couldn't find string quick enough to make a fishing rod. Of course, when I started, we didn't have fishing, so that was one of the things. But now it's like, okay, 2 hours in, I've got a house, I've got a garden with potatoes and wheat, I've got a fishing shack that, you know, I can fish all night in. I may have Nah, 2 hours. I'm not going to have diamonds yet, but it really becomes sort of mindless. Bigger for making it, just to make it bigger, isn't really, isn't really all that fun after you've done it a dozen times. Same problem with Banished. I haven't played for quite a while. And the new changes that have come in, and there's a ton of new mods. I didn't realize you could play modded Banished, but wicked fun. But once you've figured out how to get a firewood-based economy and buy some seeds so that you can have a garden, so that you can get food variety to keep your people healthy, and you get a cemetery and a church to keep them happy, and you make a brewery which makes them happier. There's really not there. There's not really anything there except, you know, make it bigger, find, expand into the next valley, expand into the next. There's a couple of achievements in that game I haven't gotten yet, but 10,000 tiles of stone road, or what is it, 10,000 stone, 10,000 iron mined in a 100-year period. And there's one where you have to build a bunch of big buildings. I suspect you could do them all if you got to the point where you had, I think you have to keep 30 people fully employed in a quarry for 30 years. I think if you get to that point, having an iron mine, I think once you get to that point, you can you can pretty much build anything you want. So the end game of that is sort of nebulous for me. I've seen, you know, YouTube videos of people who have 7,000 settlers, and their map is just basically wall to wall buildings, which is, you know, okay, that's fine, but big because you can be big. It's not my mindset. So I really was looking for a new game. Fabrico looked really interesting. It's a Steam game. I for a long time fought Steam, but I don't fight Steam anymore. Steam is just another storefront. I'm okay with it. But Philip tipped me to Paladins, which I had seen, but thought, that looks That looks like an Overwatch rip. How good can it be? Turns out it's pretty good. Because I never played Overwatch because I didn't want to drop the $40 for Overwatch. But as a free game, I'm terrible at it. I'm just terrible at it. I only played a couple hours. But it was fun. I'm not going to say it was mindless, because it certainly wasn't mindless. Trying to figure out how to survive in a 5-on-5 battle, even when the other 9 players are all AI controlled. Monk post. Say it with me. I'm not quite ready to go into a full multiplayer let my teammates down game yet. When you start, you don't get many champions to choose from. Like 1 or 2 from each of the 4 classes. And, I don't know. I picked the healer. I picked the support person. And it's interesting to play support. It's difficult to play support, but it's interesting. Just doing a little bit of basic research, apparently you get points if you've specialized in a particular character. So I may go in and do some practice with some other champion. I tried a couple of them. They look really interesting. They all have different things that they do. They all have the same kind of slot layout. They've all got 5 things they can do, and some things they can do all the time, and some things are on a time delay, and some things are on a cooldown, and some things have to be charged up. So there's a lot to keep in mind while other people are shooting at you. So I can see where Overwatch would be pretty much fun. Yeah, as long as you didn't get in a group of people who really who were really dicks about it. Oh, you didn't cast enough heals. I have been in games where people literally said, you didn't cast enough heals. Dude, I'm out of mana. I cast everything I had. I died before you did. Shut the fuck up. Pardon my French. So anyway, before I get too far down the game playing rabbit hole, 6 years. I was too tied up over the weekend. My brain was too engaged over the weekend for me to actually register. The 25th was the 6th anniversary of this podcast. 6 years. 1,330, what, 2 or 3 today? I forget which one. 6 years. I've walked about 60% of the days. If you take all of the days from all of the years and add them up, I've walked about 60% of the days. It's easy to figure out. Multiply 365 times 2, not times 2, 365 times 6, and then add in however many leap years it is. 1? You have 1 leap year in there, or 2? 11, 12. 12 was the leap year. 2! Because last year was a leap year, okay. So, 365 times 6 plus 2 is how many days, and it's 1,331 or 2, I forget now. Days that I've posted a podcast, so that's how many days I've walked. I've posted more files. I've posted about 50 more files than I have posted walks because of the added content I did, like for the when I was in visiting my sister that October, 3 years ago, and various interviews I've done from cons and files I've done that way. I think I posted the interview from when my guest of honor interview at Cosine. So that was one. So 6 years. It's got to be, you know, I've got this pretty much down to a science in terms of the mechanics of doing it. I still, as Anita et al. Pointed out a couple times over the last week, I still regularly forget to do the post once I get home. Generally, it's because I've had some task interfere. So I get home and I have to make breakfast and clean the kitchen and then maybe get groceries, and it's like 2 hours by the time I get back to my computer, and I've completely forgotten. I've completely lost anything that might approach the beam. So yeah, I still forget. The ADHD buzz gets loud some days too. Last few days, it's been pretty quiet. I have to say, I had a bad day. I think I had 2 bad days within the last 2 weeks. Today's Thursday. So, yeah, within a week, I've had at least 1 bad day. There might have been 2. Where I was really aware of the fact that my brain felt like it had a buzz going in it. A buzzer. Not a buzz, because I wouldn't have minded a buzz, I think, but it felt like bzzz. Felt like bees in my head. Ferrets in my brain pan. I was like tinnitus in my brain. Sounds like a punk rock group. Yeah. It's also definitely spring. Everything is beginning to... look, there's even dandelions. Lots of little low-lying flowers now mixed in with the green grass. Lots of stuff that way. The crab apples have blossomed. Some kind of woodpecker working away over there. You can hear it ticky 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 ticking. Arizona, no, Alabama. Don't see those very often. Yep, these crab apples, these little crab apples are blossoming out. And this one that looked dead is putting out a little bit of blossom. So yeah, 6 years. So thanks a lot. Thanks for all of you who have come along over the 6 years. Thank you particularly to the people who have been here from the beginning. There's a lot of rambling in my rambling. I'm glad you're there. Even if it's only, I don't even know how many it is. I haven't checked any traffic stats for a long time. But if it's only a few, you're helping me stay healthy. You're helping me stay accountable to make the walk. You're helping me. You're helping me by keeping me grounded. And for that, I am grateful. But I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.